of your body shape.
Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way.
A little fitness training is not the only thing you need.
With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed.
With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
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 Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing? How y'all doing today? Today, again, with me, Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. And today, you know, it's going to be all about Q&As. I want to know in and everything about your fitness questions, concerns, nutritional concerns, whatever the case may be. You know, a lot of times people ask a lot of questions about fitness, and which is a good thing, because if you don't ask and you decide to go do something that you don't know the results of or what could happen, it's bad to not know. So it's better to ask a question than to not know it. And, you know, a lot of people approach me, and when I get a lot of females that approach me, a woman always asks me, how can she lose her midsection? And I tell them all the time, because one of the biggest things I have about the midsection is it is based on basically your dieting, your meal plans. You got to get your food under wraps. You got to be able to get your nutrition locked down. If you get your nutrition locked down, then you are, you know, ready to go, because your nutrition is going to be a number one key thing that you have to use or do in order to get your nutrition down. You've got to have the nutrition. And I tell people all the time, I don't say the word diet. I always say nutrition or meal plan. Because meal planning is very important within for your fitness levels. Depends on what you're trying to do, whether it's gain weight, lose weight, whatever the case may be. So your nutrition is always number one. So we want to make sure we always have our nutrition up to par, because you can't make or reach your goals if you don't do the right exercises or the right nutrition or eat right. You know, and most women, when you really come to me as a trainer, and always talk to me and ask me about what can they do to lose their midsection. I want to lose my stomach. That's all I want to lose. And I can honestly say that majority of the people or women that come to me, that's all they want to lose. They're only worried about their stomach, because some people, true enough, have trembling up arms and trembling up legs, and they just want to get rid of the midsection. That's usually the hardest part. But what makes it hard is when you go out here and eat any and everything, and you shouldn't be eating it. So we have to always remember that your nutrition is one of the key factors as far as losing weight. You got to always stay up on your nutrition, keeping your nutrition up to par, because if you don't get your meal plan right, you're not going to lose weight you want to lose. And some people always want to lose food, 10, 15 pounds a week, which is unsafe. And when I say unsafe, that means people that lose weight that fast can lose weight. But what usually happens is once they break their diet or their meal plan, as I say, once they break that and go back to eating the way they used to eat, they're going to gain that weight right back. And it's going to come back fast, and then it's going to come back more. So instead of a person losing the weight the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, which is safer, they want to lose it fast. Everything, but see, what people got to understand, you didn't gain it fast. So you're surely not going to lose it fast. You gained it at a slow rate, you're going to lose it at a slow rate. And people got to understand that, because if you get the misconception and think that you can just lose weight, all what they call willy-nilly, or just right off the bat, just bam, you lost 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds. I mean, me personally, I did a bodybuilding show in 2010, and I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks, which I did that. But I'm a living witness, as I tell you, that weight came back within a weekend's time, because your body is starving the whole time. You're not eating anything. Your body is not, you're not eating, because I was getting ready for a show, so I wasn't really eating the foods that I wanted to eat, because I was trying to diet and get my weight down for a weight class. And my trainer, he was teaching me the diet plan. He gave me the meal plan. The meal plan, I can honestly say, is I dropped 10 pounds. 10 pounds in 2 weeks. And I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. And people got to understand that losing weight like that in that short amount of time is real, what's the word I want to use, hard on the body, especially the mental aspect of the body, because when you have it affects your mind, it affects your thinking. So, you know, it's always good to try to stay on point and make sure you keep some food in the system, unless you're getting ready for a show or something, or some kind of event. But I'm going to say mainly for a show. Now, if you're just doing it to lose weight for a wedding or anniversary or a party, I wouldn't go to that extreme, because I wouldn't give nobody that meal plan unless it was really detrimental, but unless it was going to be something that they're going to stick with and break briefly, slowly take themselves off. Because I can promise you, and I'm a witness to it, if you jump right off of that meal plan and jump right into going back to eating like you was eating, that weight you lost is coming right back. That weight is coming right back. And and like I said, I'm a witness to it. I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, ain't no way that weight came back that fast. But and I understood why, because my body was starving for the nutrition, starving for the food. And people think that they can miss meals and lose weight, which you can. You can, but your body, and I tell people all the time, your body's like a machine. That machine is not going to allow you to do anything to it in order to harm it. It's not going to allow you to harm it at all. So you have to always make sure that you are eating the right foods and make sure you stay on track, because you don't want to have that hard time of not being able to keep the weight off and then not gain any extra. You know, some people trying to lose weight, but then when they come back, and I've heard people in the past, I'm like, well, I used to lose 10 pounds a week, or I used to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks, or whatever the case may be. And I always tell them it wasn't safe, because that's why now you're back to square one trying to lose weight again. And that's where the problem come in at, because now you're back to square one. You start over again. And by you starting over again, you're having to go back and lose that weight again. So we want to maintain and stay ahead of the game. So don't get caught up trying to lose weight fast, because losing weight fast is not an option. And I've told people, you know, the only way most people lose weight fast is if they crack heads or some kind of drug addict, because, you know, they walk the street 24/7, walking and running the street trying to get that next third or rock or whatever you want to call it. So you have to always be careful and don't get yourself caught up in that predicament to where you are losing weight like that, but then, like I said, you're going to gain it back. And exercise, you know, most people ask me, what exercise can I do for my abs and this and that. And I tell them, it's, a lot of time it's based, the number one thing is your nutrition, because my first question to you will always be, how are you eating? What are your eating habits? Because when it's all said and done and boiled down, if you was to go take an x-ray of the body, your abs are already there. It's just you have to lose that excess weight on the outside in order to see the abs show. That's the biggest thing. To get your abs to show. And once you get them to show, that's when you have those abs that you want. Well, you show those abs that you want to see or want people to see. You know, so if you got excess weight around your stomach, you're not going to see those abs like you want to see them because you got weight around it. But those abs are always there. And the first thing people want to know, what kind of exercise I can do to lose my abs, to get my abs, to get my abs, or to lose this? But and like I said, nutrition is one of the biggest things that I can't get them to understand that they have to have. Nutrition. I can't explain it or express that enough, that nutrition is one of the biggest, number one things you have to have in order to reach your goals. Nutrition. And people believe me when I tell you, nutrition is your number one. I can't express it enough, 75 to 85% of the whole thing is nutrition. 75 to 85% of this whole thing is nutrition. Your meal planning, your eating right. But it's costly, I can't lie to you. Eating right costs. Eating right is expensive because you have to eat certain things, healthy things, in order to stay ready. And I wouldn't believe it if I didn't try it myself when I was doing that show in 2010. Yes, I had to eat a certain meal, certain right, I had to eat certain ways, so I had to spend some money. I went through, in 2 weeks, when I was eating 6 boiled eggs every morning, 6 boiled eggs Monday through Saturday, Sunday, every day, 6 boiled eggs every morning, I was going through dozens of eggs within a week's time. I go through, 2, 3.5 dozens of eggs every week for them 2 weeks. So I did over 6 dozen eggs that whole 2 weeks, about 7 dozen eggs just to get my breakfast. And that includes my snacks and my lunch meals and my dinner meals and snack meals in between. So you have to understand, it's very costly. And my protein drinks were not cheap because they was already pre-made, come in a bottle, already liquid, and they was running expensive. So I had to learn that, oh, my God, dieting for a show or for any event like that or trying to lose weight is not cheap. So you have to do what you got to do. Now, like I said, I can't express it enough on how important nutrition is within a meal plan. So anybody got any questions out there? You know, today was question and answer day, but no problem. If nobody have any questions, you know, you can always contact me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 662-368-2152. You can contact me on my cell phone, or you can always hit me on my email and ask me any question you want. Or if you have a subject that you want to be addressed on the next weekend show, feel free to send me an email with the question, call me with the question, or a subject you want me to talk about in the next weekend. So I'm always here. I'm always open for any suggestions. So today, you know, was a great day. Just want to talk to you a little bit, touch on you a little bit about nutrition and things you can do to stay on the right track, on the right track. And I want to thank y'all for joining me today. Today is, again, it's Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. And you can always contact me again at my email at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 662-368-2152. Remember, people, remember, nutrition is your number one goal, or number one step in order to reach your fitness goals. Always remember, nutrition is 75 to 85% of this whole thing. The rest of it is going to include some cardiovascular work and some weight training. But I want to thank y'all again for joining us and joining me today, listening to me about some nutritional facts or exercise facts. But thank y'all. Come back and join me again next Saturday at 12 o'clock. Have a great day.